Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier, and I am here as always with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good afternoon to you, sir. Today is a special day. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It is the centennial. It is episode 100. We are going to make sure that this is not just a self-aggrandizing episode where we just talk about how amazing we are, but we're going to have a little bit of fun with it as well. Perspective from me, Tommy, just before we get into today, I never would have imagined that we would have made 100 episodes. And if you know the podcasting industry, everybody has a podcast, especially over the last 2 years where things have gone more digital. This has given us an opportunity to reach more people and fulfill the mission and vision and impact that we're looking to do, Fasting for Life. But one of our coaches and mentors said, you know, get to 25 and then get to 100. And we're just, back then, I never would have imagined that we would have made it to 100. We didn't even know that people wanted to hear the message that we had. So we're going to share some cool stats and some of our favorite episodes. And, you know, Thanksgiving is 2 days away. So if you missed out on the last challenge that is literally wrapping up today, the last 7 day challenge of the year, you know, it's okay. We have a plan for you too. It's not too late, and you don't have to wait until January 1, because we know what happens then as well. And the last thing is we're going to celebrate a lot of the wins and the victories that people have had and you guys have shared with us over the years, over the last 2 years. I can't believe I get to say that. And over the 100 episodes and the thousands of people going through the challenges and the emails and the Facebook messages and just all of the stuff and the podcast reviews. So shout out to you guys. We want this to be almost like a starting point, like a reset, Tommy. Like you had mentioned this, you're like, for perspective wise, I like the way that you kind of explained it in, you know, okay, where do I start?
Yeah. Especially, you know, with 100 episodes, it's like, okay, cool. Fasting. There's a fasting podcast. I want to hear something. Where do I begin?
Which one do I pick?
Yeah.
There's not like a start here.
Right. Yeah. There's not. Yeah. Maybe there should be, but you know, like at 100, it seems like a really good time to just show kind of what's possible. Some of the cool stories that we've heard along the way, like you said, like they come to us from all different angles. Like we wanted this to be conversational, and it really is. And you never know where that conversation is going to take place, but we've heard some amazing stories over the last 2 years, and just wanted to highlight some of those because they are just incredible and inspiring. I wish I had known some of those stories a couple of years back, or even before then. It could have helped me, you know, get started a lot sooner than I did.
Yeah. So I love that perspective of, cause we've had the questions like, well, I just found your podcast. Like, I love it. Thank you. And we're like, great. I'm glad you're on the journey with us. And they're like, okay, well, what are your, like, which ones do I go to first? And not everyone is going to go and binge all 100 of them, which I totally understand. I get sick of my own voice. So I totally get it. But like, what's a quick hit list? Like, where are some of the ones that people have gotten the most impact from? So we're going to give you five or six today. But again, to your bigger point there, Tommy, that this can be a reset or an anchor to go back to when you're needing a little bit more motivation, when you're needing a little bit of pick me up, and it's going to be a celebration of the wins and the victories. So in our challenges and in our verbiage and in our tone, we talk a lot about hashtag wins. Hashtag NSVs, non-scale victories, hashtag why, like what's your motivation? Don't start a diet because you're just going to die. Like if you don't have the right motivation and intention behind it. So you have to have the right mindset and then the motivation, and then you learn the method and how you can use fasting and adopt it into a fasting friendly lifestyle or a fasting for life lifestyle. And this should really be a celebration of you guys and a celebration of the work that you've put in. So we're going to share those just like we do it on day 7 is a celebration at the, or when we did 10 day challenges or a 28 day challenge, the last day was just a stream of celebration. It was just, it was jazz hands. It was balloon, those little popper party poppers. It was, it was big foil balloons. It was like, you guys did it. You put in the win. So we're going to share those with you and then go over the episodes and then talk about, you know, if you're new to the podcast or if you're just missed out on the challenge, what you can do. So with that being said, Tommy, let's hop into some of the celebration today and just highlighting some of the amazing stories that you guys have shared with us. And we're going to share a really powerful one that really embodies what it is, you know, when we turned on the mics, it really kind of embodies the vision that we had for empowering people to take back control of their health. It's not all weight loss, it's health, it's quality of life, it's changing your path, it's the fork in the road. And the fact that we have, you know, crazy, you know, in a few months, we'll be over 1 million downloads. We're in 149 different countries. I didn't even know there were that many countries. I don't know how they, does like Apple have like a translation feature? Like, I don't know. I say y'all a lot. Right. Like, I don't know if that translates to, I don't know, Budapest. I don't even know. Is that a Turkey? I don't even know if that's a country. I'm terrible with geography. So just crazy, but we want to celebrate those wins. So yeah.
Yeah. The perspective here is, that what's possible is just, it's incredible. And like we had talked about what's best case scenario for how someone could, where they could be coming into this journey. And then what's possible if they see where other people have gone and how that perspective has changed and how their health has been transformed from the starting point. And it's just amazing. Some of the testimonials and just some of the stories, because not like people have been fasting long before us and they're coming to us sharing their story that doesn't necessarily have to do anything with us, but they're excited that they get to share that with somebody else who gets it, you know, like, hey, I've been doing this thing on my own way over here. Like, okay. Like, where are you guys? I want to come join the party over here, you know, because it was lonely over there.
And that's the crazy thing. Like, we have our continuity group, but we also have the community group, which there's a lot of fasting groups. I mean, there's groups on Facebook. I'm a part of all of them because I'm always trying to learn and, you know, get a pulse for how we can make a greater impact and help more people. And it's like, you know, we started out like doing this an hour or two a week. Now we do it much, much more than that.
Yeah.
Right. Like this has now become part of like my job, like a profession. Yeah. Like this is where we're going and this is where we're taking it. But it's like thinking about that, you know, looking at getting down into like the nitty gritty of like, how do I do this? And where do I go to get the support I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. You know, our community group, we had to stop mentioning it because so many people were joining it and we're like, we can't manage it. Like, we don't have enough. Yeah. There's not enough hands on deck to respond to all the comments and questions and the emails and all that. So it's just been really cool to see that we've created a community. You guys are the community. We didn't create anything. We just told our story. But you guys created this community where, like, to your point, Tom, you have a place to go to get the support and the insight that you're looking for. So let's hop into some of these shares. We'll just go through rat-a-tat-tat. And Tommy, I know you'll drop some insights in between. So I love some of these as the framework to your why and your mindset behind fasting and the use of fasting and how to adopt that lifestyle. So here's a hashtag why: to be as healthy as I can be for my kids and my husband. I want to live life with them, not just watch them live life without me.
Ooh, yeah.
Whew.
If that's not what this is all about, like, you know, being an active person within the life, not just observing, watching other people do it.
Yep. So here's a hashtag results. I can't believe I'm down 10.8 pounds so far. That was in one of our 10 day challenges. Yeah. So you're like, wait a minute, I thought you couldn't lose weight that fast. So, you know, how fast is too fast? And guess what? We have an episode on that. So it's like, don't worry, we got you covered, because there's a lot of stuff out there. And that episode, just released. So how fast is too fast? You can go back, that's episode 97, and just look at it and be like, okay, well, let's talk through, wait, I can lose 10 pounds in 10 days. I didn't think that was possible.
Right.
Here's another one. Hashtag win. And these are the posts and the feedback that we're getting from everybody that's in our groups and in our sphere of influence, so to speak. Mm-hmm. This woman is doing a longer fast with more experience, 50-hour fast, 5 hours of solid weeding, no problem with energy and motivation. The old bod seems to have gotten the memo. Now the scale shift begins. And I just love that juxtaposition of the mindset there.
Yeah. And then with pictures to boot on that one, because like she's kind of seeing things in a different light, I think. Look at the impact I'm having in my little like microcosm, the world around me here, you know, going through the weeds and like fixing things up. It was like, okay, like fasting starts with me, and then I get to improve everything around me too.
And it's cool, the pictures, because we're in an audio medium, the pictures are of her massive garden before and after.
Yeah.
And it looks like something out of, you know, what's that big movie, Lord of the Rings, right? Like the forest. And then after, it's like, wow, there's like nice brick walls and definition and trimmed, you know, there's like an herb garden. And it's like 5 hours of work was shown in that visual. And it's just really cool. So hashtag why, I want to keep going on with fasting, because I've been off my insulin for 5 months. And this is the best part. I'm not going back on it. If you are a diabetic or a pre-diabetic, or you have people in your family, like I did with my dad's journey and my dad's story, and he is no longer on insulin or off of 14 medications, like you have the ability, you just have to operate outside of the status quo and sometimes operate on your own wavelength. But this should give you the inspiration that it is possible. And we don't have one of these. We have hundreds.
Yeah, this particular one, she's like, she has a megaphone in her hand, and she's like screaming it from the rooftop too, which is so great. She's excited about it.
Yep. Here's another one. I mean, here's the thing. If you go to the American Diabetes Association or you talk to your doc, and it's not that the system or that website doesn't have a lot of good information, because the tone of the diabetes recommendations, if you look at us or the UK or Australia or whatever, they're changing. But usually
slowly.
Yeah, it's 50, 60 years behind. Right. So it's just, you can make this decision and this change now. Like Thanksgiving is 2 days from now. We're going to give you some frameworks to make this a successful holiday, and not, the standard operating procedure of what to expect in terms of how the clothes fit and the New Year's resolutions coming up around the corner. But here's another one, hashtag results, which segues perfectly into it. I went up, then I went down, then up, then down this week. But today the scale shows that she's lost 7 pounds. And this was in, one of our 7-day challenges. And we talk about the, you know, getting on the struggle bus and then being in the driver's seat and then getting back on the struggle bus. And, you know, that healthy relationship with the scale and food long term. So it's just cool to see that even in that short period of time, it doesn't have to take you 6 months. Like you can get started, and that's why we use hashtag wins, because getting the wins gives you the confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it's like you said, breaking that negative relationship with the scale, because over the years, like that stuff really adds up. We don't even necessarily think about it, but I mean, you can easily get scared of stepping onto the scale, or, you know, just the frustration. It can kind of ruin your day. I mean, that's kind of how you start off your day. And if you don't see the right number, then, you know, it can kind of all go downhill from there if you have that negative history with it.
And this is something that I love this conversation here from someone that, from Abby, and it says, I need a little encouragement. I was doing well, completed my fast. I went a little food crazy when I broke it. And this is something we hear. And this is also, we did an episode on like fasting myths or misinformation as well. Yeah. You know, went a little food crazy, broke the fast. Oh my gosh, I had chocolate. Like, oh my God, jazz hands. Oh, I can't do that. That's bad, right? I know we're not really counting calories, but I'd say that my numbers were this. Eek, I have this. I have a new fast starting now. Like, did I ruin it? What do I do? I feel a little disheartened. And it was incredible to see the group come up around her and be like, no. Like, you, and this is what we talk about as well. There is no good or bad food. there is no restricting and omitting the things you love to long-term success. If you can't see right. yourself sustaining it long-term, then you probably shouldn't even start. Now, I'm not saying eat fast food every day, because we know, you know, if you look at, you know, some of the documentaries out there that have done, you know, people that eat fast food 3 times a day for 30 days and what happens to them yeah. physiologically is not good. Fatty liver, cholesterol numbers, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The blood pressure goes through the roof. So we know that, but there's in this world, in this ecosystem, fasting should give you the control. And the cool thing is physiologically balance out those hormones long-term mm-hmm. to allow you to not have those cravings and build that healthy relationship with food.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a positive loop that makes it a little bit easier as you get the ball rolling. And yeah, but like you said, it was incredible to see the support come in from everyone who's kind of in it, like moving in the same direction. And a lot of times it's that group movement and kind of community support that goes along with it that can really get you through some of those tough times.
Here's a cool one. 2.1 kilograms down since I started. And that was in 7 days. She's yeah. like, huh? Like what? With all the A's and the question the marks A's, and yeah. exclamation points. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing to expound on there other than that's the power of fasting and fast cycling. I yeah. love the hashtag win here. My 36-inch pants are starting to bunch up at the waistline where I need to tighten my belt some more. Hello, size 34s. Long time no see.
Sounds great.
I just love it. It's incredible. So a cool one about food choices. So getting ready to break my fast with organic broccoli and Kerrygold butter, was trying to push my fast a little bit, but decided, you know, that now I'm going to break the fast tonight with dinner. There was some social things there where like she wanted to have dinner with the family and that's perfect. But mm-hmm. the celebration here was a hashtag win for me. I made the decision and I feel good about it.
Nice. Yep. No guilt, no guilt, shame, no regret.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. No guilt, no shame. So, highlight a couple of episodes here. And then we'll get back into some of the celebration as well. Mm-hmm. When we're looking at the, you know, come of the, like, where do I start? Right. So some of the, of our favorite episodes, but also some of the ones that have gotten most impact or feedback that we found is episode 39, where, and I thought that kind of segued perfectly out of that conversation we were just having. Mm-hmm. Episode 39, how to lose 30 pounds fasting. So like people come to fasting, I want to lose 20 or 30 pounds. And in that episode, we talk about fasting, like the calorie math, and mm-hmm. we compare some of the standard fasting schedules, like alternate yeah. day fasting, one meal a day, weight loss. We talk about plateaus and how to really right. like customize this for you. And that's kind of what I was hearing from the last couple of wins that we just shared, is that they were able to, you know, regain that control.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about an incredible company called Air Doctor Pro. You can go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code fasting for life to receive up to $300 off one of their amazing air filters. By supporting them, you're supporting us and this show. I want to tell you an incredible testimony. We now know that the indoor air is 2 to 5, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, according to the EPA. And my son has been struggling with sleep. He hasn't slept. He's over 2 years old. He hadn't slept through the night his entire life. My wife and I had done everything. We could not figure it out. We put an Air Doctor Pro in his room, and I am not kidding. The first night he slept through the night, he went over 30 nights in a row for the first time ever sleeping through the night. We don't know what it did or what was in the air, because we've had our house tested. But whatever it's doing is allowing him to rest and sleep peacefully for the first time. And for that, it is absolutely priceless. Air Doctor Pro comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Minus shipping, head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off any of their air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code fasting for life.
Because there's a lot of debate out there. Because, you know, even if there's a consensus, okay, fasting is a powerful method, that's great. But then the next question is, how should I do it? What's the best way to do it? Well, it depends on what your lifestyle is, what your goals are, how vigilant do you want to be to get that weight off. And, And here's a way to kind of compare those different methods and kind of start to actually answer it rather than just give you, you know, more things, more question marks, which is oftentimes what we hear out there.
Yeah. And another one would be episode 65. So that's common fasting myths. So avoiding avoiding common fasting mistakes, graduating from like an intermittent 16-8 window to longer fasts like OMAD, mm-hmm. breaking through some of those fasting frustrations or fasting fatigue, how to lower your insulin to burn more fat and lose more weight in a healthy way. Yeah. So that's another episode that's, you know, if you're new to this, that's a good one to start with. I would also highlight our story. So episode one, which has more than 20,000 downloads. I used to see a lot of patients in practice, Tommy. Yeah. And I know you interact with a lot of people as well in your line of work and with your history of the medical background and psychology and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the fact that 20,000 people have heard the story that has transformed our lives, I mean, that just makes me like, you know, those little hair stand up right on there, arms. Yeah. Like, I don't know from where you are, you call it different things. So I kind of got caught up in the air there. I was like, do I call it goosebumps? Or do I,
that's what another I term. Call it,
yeah. 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 Or like, I don't know. There's other things, other designations of what that's called. But, just thinking that, you know, I used to do workshops in the clinic and we'd have 20 or 30 people and we do them every 4 to 6 weeks.
Sure.
That's a lot of workshops.
Yeah.
To have the same amount of impact. So I just love the fact that if you're new, go back and listen to the original, figure out why we're doing this, learn a little bit more about who we are. And then from there, you know, it's always about taking the information, distilling it down, and then every episode giving you something that you can take away, actionably take away and put into your day-to-day life. So
yeah,
two highlights there of some of the episodes. Go ahead, Tommy.
What I was going to say was that, you know, before my fasting journey really started, where I was, I could always pull up another question that would give me just a little bit more seed of doubt for like, why shouldn't I do fasting? Or why shouldn't I, you know, push my window? Why shouldn't I, you know, try what other people are saying, you know, has worked for them. So, you know, like part of what we address week to week is like, a lot of those questions that kind of come up that have had slowed our own progress, you know, in the past. And if we had the answer to that one little question, maybe we would have got started just a little bit sooner and we would have like opened our own eyes to the method. And that's just what I'm remembering that feeling as we kind of go back and look at some of these older titles and look at some of the topics that we've covered.
Yeah. I mean, we love them all, right? They're all our babies. So it's like trying to pick some out and be like, well, which ones are like the best ones to start with, right? It's another one that's great that wasn't even going to be on the list, but it just reminded me of like the things that will set you back in the beginning when you're trying to get some traction, right, with fasting. Yeah. We had a recent voicemail come in on our website, and I think we alluded to this in one of the episodes coming up, so I won't go back down the rabbit hole. So stop me, Tommy. But he mentions like, I was doing intermittent fasting for like 6 years and just expecting like the result to be different.
Yeah.
He's like, when I finally got intentional with it and I stuck to OMAD and I followed the plan and then my blood pressure dropped 20 points in like a month. And he's like, wait a minute, 6 years versus like all it took was, it might've been less than 30 days. I don't remember exactly. But so I thought of another thing that would be, you know, well, not, you know, I just can't get off the snide, so to speak. You know, hunger is one of those things that will set you back. So go back to listen episode 29 and we talk about, the hunger, like what is hunger? Is it real? Yeah. A lot of the times it's not. If you've got, you know, 10 pounds on your body, that's 35,000 stored calories, stored energy. We're just not tapping into it. So that one just popped in my head as we're going. We'll hop into some wins here. Cool. Hashtag win. Woohoo. I made it 36-hour fast, first time ever. And this is the cool part for me here in this one. I'm doing this because I'm tired of being tired. Yes, I want to lose weight, but more importantly, I want to feel good, be healthy, energetic. I want to try to reverse some of the damage that I've caused to my body by over the years by all of the overeating that I didn't realize that I was even doing. Mm-hmm. So lots to unpack in that one.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I love the first part and I am so proud, like after she completed that fast, like That is a proud moment. But yeah, like tired of being tired. I can completely relate to that. That's where I was over the years. And I know that first time that you realize, wow, like I could go this long without eating something and feel like literally night and day better than what I felt like yesterday and the day before that and every other day before that. It's incredible. The power that's in it. And sometimes you're just knocking at that door, but you just gotta kind of bust right through it.
Yep. Here's another one that came in, a comment that came into us that said, I made it. I did my first 36-hour fast. Thank you. I'm amazed that I didn't experience any hunger, any intense hunger pains or headaches or nausea. Like so excited to reach this goal. And just like so grateful that it was like, oh, there's the breakthrough. There's the win. Mm-hmm. There's the realization. Like, wait, I got this.
Yeah. It's incredible. And
no hunger.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why would you starve yourself? That seems so miserable. Oh, if I go 3 hours without eating. Yeah, that's right. Something's not right there. Like we shouldn't be stuffing our face or grazing all day. And that's because insulin stays high. Right. And then you can't get into those fat stores. And we'll talk about a couple of episodes here that kind of talk about metabolism and 10,000 steps, you know, the whole fitness tracker, get my steps in kind of thing. We'll mention that here in a minute. Another good one here. I love this one. Hashtag NSV. So this is a non-scale victory, right? Mm-hmm. Slept better last night than I've had in a long time. Saw a number on the scale that I've been chasing a bit. This was cool because this was someone that had done a previous challenge with us back in the day and then just couldn't kind of had some results, but then kind of got stuck, right? Like life got in the way.
Yep.
And then another 36-hour testimonial. Like, I can't believe that getting to that 36-hour mark, like I feel better than I have forever. And it also allowed her to break through a plateau.
Yeah. And she said, doing this on my own terms have not been working well. So I'm finally following this plan and it's working. And you know, it's really cool to see those breakthroughs.
Here's some cool ones that we call this the marriage merge.
Yeah.
The husband says to the wife, your ankles aren't swollen like they've been lately by the end of the day. Smirky face, hashtag NSV or hashtag NSV loose clothing.
Right.
New wardrobe. We had one guy who sent us a picture. He donated like 40 suits.
Oh man, they were nice
suits.
So
great. They were nice freaking suits. And he's like, but that old me ain't ever going to wear those again. So he was like, goodbye. See you later. I'm out.
That was incredible. NSV, hashtag loose clothing. Yep.
That's so great. So great. Hashtag win. So this was someone that had said that the scale finally budged, had been plateaued down 5 pounds in the last 7 or 10 days. Someone that came out of one of our challenges. And this is the cool part. This is where the rubber meets the road for me personally with my health journey, with my dad coming off 14 medications and 120 units of insulin and enough metformin to put a horse in a coma.
Yikes.
But this is the cool part of this testimony, the hashtag win. PS, still have not needed my heart meds, which my cardiologist confirmed I can take as needed. Blows my mind.
Wow. That's incredible. When you get something like that, because think back to that day where you go in there and they put you on that medication, right? And it's like your chart.
Nobody wants to be on medication. Like,
no.
In all honesty, like nobody really wants that. Because when do you get off it?
Right. There's no plan ever really to get off of that stuff. Like for the most part, it's not like you're getting antibiotics. You're just saying like you're going to need this indefinitely. And then your chart gets stamped. You kind of stamp yourself with this label. And then all of a sudden I'm just, you know, I'm on those medications, but to get that removed or like an as needed, I mean, that's incredible. I know exactly what she means by blows my mind. Like never thought that was possible.
Nothing better than the messages we get. And we got a voicemail on our site that was like, diabetes diagnosis has been officially removed from my health records.
Yeah.
Like super cool. Go team. Here's another one from hashtag NSV. I'm just going to take one, sentence out of this. I feel so hopeful for the first time in a very long time. Nothing else to expound on that. That's just it. Hashtag better than nothing. This is a cool one because it's, you know, when you set out speaking all to longtime fasters, mm-hmm. fasting for life lifers, you OGs that have been with us, old guard, it can yep. mean that, or it can mean the other more urban dictionary type. I like to go with old guard. This person said, I wasn't able to make it to my planned 30 hour fast, but I did make it to 27. And that is a hashtag win. Had a great meal, feel satiated, feel good. Energy's great. And now the clock starts now. She's going into her next fast. But mm-hmm. I love that ability to what we call pivot and make this apply to your life. Most weight loss plans and workout plans, they become your life, like weighing mm-hmm. your food and doing the meal planning and taking your supplements. And I'm not saying any of that is bad, but yeah. when you don't get the result, what's the point, right? So right. the freedom that can come with being able to pivot and make the birthday celebrations and the holidays and the date nights and all that stuff fit into your life. That's mm-hmm. really why we called it fasting for life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, with other more, those more complicated methods, like how do you kind of wean off of those? Like if you ever do reach that, you know, that maintenance goal, the long-term goal, how do you transition back into real life? Do you remember what that looks like? Or do you have a plan for that? And that can be like the really tough part. Cause you like, if you don't have an off ramp for it, it doesn't feel doable. And you may just kind of revert like an all or nothing kind of situation.
Yeah. A couple more here. Cause we could just go, I mean, literally we're not even through like 1/100th
right.
of the folder that we have. Right. So, yeah. Just shout out, man, like this is, I could do this for hours. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Dogs are going to go out. Kids are coming home. Like, no, just close my office doors. Let me just right. keep going. You might, I don't know, Tommy, like my voice might get a little monotonous at times, but like, we're not going to do yeah. that to you, but we have a few more here that we want to highlight. So, episode 86 is metabolism. We talk about metabolism and how fasting has a protective mechanism when we use fasting windows from, you know, 18 all the way up to 72 hours, your growth hormone yeah. spikes. That's a really good one for That's people to go check one. Out. And then episode 8, which is the 10,000 steps to nowhere and how those fitness trackers and the 10,000 step thing actually came out of a marketing campaign out of Japan. And it was mm-hmm. translated incorrectly into the States. And what the data shows on what benefit are you really getting from getting your steps in? There is a benefit, but it's yeah. much less than 10,000. And it can, something as simple as walking. We have a couple of episodes on walking and just a simple walk post dinner, and how much that can, that's episode 77. Should I take a walk after dinner? Something so yeah. simple as not having to commit to going to the gym 6 days a week, you know, after work, which you know doesn't happen for most people, especially in the beginning, right? Yeah. Or it's not sustainable long-term. You know, something as simple as walking and those fitness trackers can give you some insight, but it's just one small tiny piece of the puzzle. So go check out episode 8 and then also episode 77, which is the one that shows how powerful just simply walking after a meal, postprandial or after a meal can be. So
it's incredible. It's incredible. It's so simple, but so effective that the data doesn't lie. It's ridiculous. Yep. And it's almost like, but there can be that roadblock where you feel like a little bit of guilt, like, no, don't I need to be, you know, just going to the gym more, working out harder. But at the same time, if that's at the wrong time during your fasting window or your, you know, right after your eating window, it can make you a little bit hungrier. And it's not necessarily the holy grail. Like going to the gym more is not necessarily the answer to drop those few pounds that you're looking to drop, you know?
Yep. Different Working goals. Out is important. It's great. Working mm-hmm. out, exercise. Yes. It's part of our health plan, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But in the beginning, we actually recommend that if you're going to start doing intermittent fasting or more extended fast, that you don't work out as vigorously if you're doing 5 to 6 days of high intensity workouts a mm-hmm. week. And we break that down in those episodes. So it's a really cool conversation about reframing the long term. You always say begin with the end in mind. So a couple of stories here as we wrap up, and then we want to give you a kind of a call to action on, you know, because Thanksgiving is 2 days away. So one of the coolest things that's come out of this fasting for life is, you know, when someone sends a message in, you know, like, that says, so this evening, instead of eating, I went shopping for school supplies for 9-year-old Cassandra. I've never met her, but she likes purple. So I got her a binder with purple flowers, a purple pencil case, and a purple backpack. Mm. Where I put the rest of the stuff on the list. She also likes Barbie. So I found a doll that does yoga. Seems appropriate for her. I had fun in doing it and brought some joy and was able to pass that along to a little girl in need. And she says, so many people don't have a choice to skip meals. I'm grateful that I can. And I found a missing piece in my health and weight loss journey. And that my job allows me to have a job that feeds my soul. So she took the, I'm hungry. This is my normal habit. I'm going to go eat dinner at this time. And then went, you know what? I'm going to go put this time to good use. And just that story speaks and embodies so much of the impact that we can have when we are a healthy, vibrant individual. And that speaks to your story, Tommy. About planning your day with naps and figuring out how to have enough energy to be with the kids and my sleeping issues and stress of running a multidisciplinary clinic and being, you know, 80 hours a week in practice and not being there for the kids and my wife and my family. And the fact that our health becomes the most important thing when we lose it. And the fact that we can see these stories of, you know, I'm taking this opportunity that I have to not eat and go spread joy and spread impact. And when we are healthy and vibrant, we have the ability to go and do those things more than when we are, you know, on the struggle bus, trying to get control of the scale and our metrics and our numbers and our doctor's visits and et cetera. So
yeah,
the impact just continues to go from there. It's incredible.
It is incredible. It's incredible what we are capable of as the possibilities start opening up and as the energy comes up just a little bit. And then we go, yeah, you know what? I have more energy than I'm used to. What else can I do with this? What kind of impact can I start to have, you know, in within my household, then within my community, and you know, maybe even bigger than that? Like it's incredible.
Yep. So I'm gonna do rat-a-tat-tat here, and then we're gonna exit today's celebration of the 100th episode of Fasting for Life. And just again, a heartfelt shout out to you guys that are listening, the Fasting for Life crew. You guys are on this journey with us. We're working on new programs and new projects and new resources and calorie debt counters and insulin-friendly insulin assessments and insulin-friendly food lists and the lifestyle, and just we're just listening and working and having fun. But we couldn't be doing it, or we wouldn't be doing it, if it wasn't for all of the stories that we shared today and all of the messages that you send and all of the comments and all of the encouragement.
This is our fuel right here.
Yeah. The relational component. We've always wanted to make it conversation that is in our intro. If you've been with us for a while, maybe you don't listen to it anymore, but our intro literally says, like, we want this to be a conversation. Yeah. And we're getting to a point where we need help because there's so many of you that are talking to us. It's like, but it's really cool to see. So, down 6 pounds. So 20 total since she started in June with a 16 day vacation in between, only another 30 to go or until I feel comfortable. I know what choices I need to make with my food. And that's going to only improve my weight loss. But I love the fact that this is a perfect segue into Thanksgiving in 2 days, Tommy. So two things that we can do on Thanksgiving that can make it a successful holiday and not be like, nah, I'll start fasting again on Monday.
Yeah. Boundaries. It's all about those boundaries. Like set an intentional window for Thanksgiving. It doesn't have to be that this is the end of the year. My progress has stopped. We can enjoy the day and set a boundary and be intentional with it. I really like for a holiday, like a 4-hour window, you know, just choosing that important meal. Even if you're going to, you know, go to multiple places and things like that, it doesn't have to be an all day insulin fest where you just feel awful at the end of the day and super tired and all the insulin. So, you know, make it an intentional window, right?
Intentionality goes a long way. So I couldn't speak more to how different the holidays were for me after losing the 48.5 pounds in 50 days and keeping it off. And just enjoying the holiday and not having to worry about the black shirt if it's clean, so I can feel comfortable after eating and not saying no to the desserts and just being concerned of, you know, I'm going to be tired after the meal. And I, it was just so crazy to see the difference of just putting, like you said, that 4 hour window and not eating at every stop, because we had three stops, right? Mm-hmm. We're very blessed to have family at that time in the area. And, you know, we had three different engagements and no one noticed that I only ate at one of them.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the next day I felt great and I was looking forward to those leftovers. So set your boundaries. Don't worry. Everybody's going to be busy and you can still have grandma's hand-me-down recipe of the special pie or the cake or the cookie or the whatever it is, but put some boundaries and some intentionality around it. And you're going to see, it's going to be a completely different experience. And if you missed out on the challenge, Tommy, sadly, that was our last one for the year. So maybe we didn't do a good enough job promoting it or motivating you to get on board, but that is finalized. Like today is the last day of our last 7 day challenge, live challenge, 7 day ramp up challenge for the year. Don't worry. We've got 7 on this calendar for next year. We're working on trying to fit in an 8th. So we've got a lot of opportunities coming, but we know what happens when we delay. We know what happens when we wait. And what I want to encourage you guys to do is go to the website, www.thefastingforlife.com, and you can find our 10-day DIY version of our challenge. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the most successful challenges that we did. It's a 10-day challenge. You're going to have all the resources. You're going to have the content. You're going to have the daily videos. You're going to have the recipe packs, all of that stuff. Go to the website. And go to, what's the tab on the website, Tommy?
Yeah, it's under training and it's called
under the 10-day
fasting ramp up course. Yep.
Yep. So go get the course. It'll get you into the ecosystem. It'll give you the accountability. Send us a message through the product, through the website, info@thefastingforlife.com. Go to the training tab, www.thefastingforlife.com. If you missed out and I'm encouraging you not to wait to the next challenge is going to be at the end of January, because we know the holidays are upon us. Tommy, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. 100 episodes, sir. Shout out to you, because without you, we wouldn't be doing this. And I'm just grateful as we go into the holidays that we've been able to kind of celebrate this journey and just have this amazing following and group of people that are on board with what it is that we're trying to do.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's been an incredible ride so far. Who would have thought, you know, we'd be here at episode 100? But, you know, you guys another shout out to everyone listening and the incredible wins. And I know there's so many more that, you know, we don't have unlimited time to talk about, or they may not have even shared them with us, you know, but keep sharing those wins and keep spreading the message and the good word, you know. And, you know, speaking of spreading the message, we even have a new spot on the website too, where you'll be able to see like some of that wall of fame. So we're going to start, displaying that. So everyone can kind of see more of those stories and get their own little, inspiration. So if you want to get added to that, you know, send us a review, and send us a note and we'll, you may find your own story on the wall of fame too.
Yeah. We're on page 17 of these messages that we get from you guys. We have like 300. Yeah. So that wall of fame is going to be a place where you need just a little bit more we're not in the middle of a challenge, right? We don't have a new podcast episode that's dropped. Well, where do I go for inspiration? Well, this is going to be the longest long form page of celebration that we could ever come up with. We need a place to put this stuff because it's everywhere. It's in Facebook Messenger. It's in my inbox. It's my old email before we transport it into the new emails. It's on the website. It's on the podcast. No, where do you go to be insulated, to have the encouragement that you're looking for and that accountability? Go to the Wall of Fame. It's going to be really cool stuff, Tommy. So awesome. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone here in the States. Enjoy the holiday. Put those boundaries in. Go to the website. Get the 10-day course. You've got a lot of different things you can do, but I'm going to encourage you that now is the time. Don't fall back into the excuses of it's the holidays. You got what you need. If you're new, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Tommy, thank you, sir. And we will talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
So you've heard today's episode and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free fast start guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.